Hello, welcome back to the Simpsons Animation Fun Club. This is creator Matt Groening.
Hi, this is your director, Wes Archer.
Hey, this is one of the writers, Wally Walidarsky.
And this is his erstwhile partner, Jay Kogan.
That's not even a joke.
No.
It's barely like we didn't really spend much time
on
that.
Not skateboarding in the halls. He's a rascal, that Bart.
He skateboards. I remember this is the third episode, my first directing effort.
This is the first script when we wrote the script, Marge was called Juliet.
I just called her Mom.
Yeah.
What do you mean she was called Juliet?
We wrote because she didn't have a name.
Julie Cabinet.
We weren't sure what the name was going to be. So in our stage directions, a character name, we called her Juliet.
There's Homer, Big Bart.
We thought it was Romeo and Juliet.
Well, I knew she was Marge.
Well, you just wouldn't tell us.
And I still won't.
All right.
But I remember, honestly, this is the first completed Simpsons script because we all got our assignments. Matt and Sam were writing theirs. Mike and Al were writing one, I think, and we were writing one, and we ended up finishing first.
Hmm.
And so it was the third, but it ended up getting scheduled as the third show, I think.
Wow. Those cupcakes back at the beginning were mild.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty easy.
We didn't have very many of them either.
Also, the sound effects got a little more vivid and louder. We learned that louder and more painful is funnier.
First crowd scene. Krabappel.
Yeah, I remember we had written Crabapple, and then Matt said, what if we call it Krabapple? Because we were just remembering Mrs. Crabapple from...
Crabtree.
Crabtree, rather, right, from Little Rascals.
Well, I thought the funny conceit was that nobody ever mispronounced her name. You know?
Yeah.
The sushi chef in the later episode did, but...
Oh, I remember Otto had long dyed black hair, so we wrote Otto had long dyed black hair.
That was basically a description of you at the time. Baseball cap and long black hair and shorts.
I know, it was bad. It was a bad legacy.
Remember when we did some public appearance at UCLA and somebody asked if Otto was based on you.
Right, I remember, yeah. It was a really proud moment in my young adult life. It's funny because at the time I was very excited, and then as the years went on, I was less and less excited about being associated with Otto.
Yes, as I recall, Wendell was the description of me.
Please try not to shake the seat like that. Look at those, some of these characters. They look like they're so crude by comparison.
Well, we didn't refine the style. I mean, there was those little dot-headed characters, dot-eyed.
I believe the school children were among the first extras ever designed.
Oh, is that right?
Before we even began.
Yeah, it's just being established. It's like, he's a rascal. He'll do anything.
This was at the very, very beginning of the show. We talked about this story. We're wandering through a mall with Sam Simon and Matt.
Oh, yeah, West Side Pavilion.
At West Side Pavilion and discussing this story.
Yeah, like the whole idea that like that Springfield, this is like a real... Yeah,
Springfield is full
geography.
Of awful things.
Right. Like the geography for the first time and getting a sense of
it. It was much more
toxic.
Bleak here.
I thought the tire dump would be a recurring location.
We did use it, though. We had tire fires. And other
it's
stuff.
In the main titles, I think.
Right.
I thought it was really cool that a cartoon character was going to throw up.
I mean, look at that bald-headed kid in the row in front of Bart. Can I pick the
song? No. Sherry and Terry.
I know, they didn't, or they characters that really...
They didn't really catch on,
right?
Right. They come up every so often. It turns out that the Simpsons really don't have very many friends.
Like, her punishment here is very peculiar because it really seems to play into, like, exactly what Bart would want to do. Like be
like
a sectical,
yeah.
Right? We never really understood like how we ended up there.
As they head into the nuclear power plant, I remember we actually, as writers, all took a trip to the nuclear power plant, the San Onofre nuclear power plant, together. And we'd written this episode before we got there, and a lot of what we wrote was remarkably accurate to the San Onofre nuclear power plant. You made it, buddy.
Right, and they were really upset.
Hey, Wes, how come we didn't see him actually vomit?
It's more powerful in film
okay,
if
wait,
you
wait.
Don't
Gotta
show
explain
something.
This. Explain Smithers. What's the deal with Smithers' skin
He's
color?
Black.
He's black. I wanted to make a lot of Springfieldians black. Let's learn more about nuclear energy,
shall we? Lights. Yeah, but then he
was a
he became yellow anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I remember writing this. Loving writing this. Most people think
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's just like we sat through a million, we all, people of our generation and older sat through a million of these kinds of movies, so it was very fun. And
we had a lot of fun animating this.
And I remember Adam Bomb Explosions were really cool in film.
Just film strips, school strips.
Yeah, I went back and scratched up the film by hand. I dragged it behind my car.
Is that really? It looks fantastic. It really is very convincing, actually.
Wow, is that Ventura Boulevard they just saw?
Yeah.
I mean, just the idea, like, I think this is like a early core Simpsons idea that you would sell something to kids and something awful to kids in a very misleading way. So there's this like kind of undercurrent of cynicism that I think started very early on, at the very beginning of the show.
They've been showing this film apparently at the nuclear power plant for decades.
They don't mind showing the nuclear waste as little monsters.
Well, it takes care of it, I guess.
Sweeps it under the rug.
Look, I love the. It's again like Simpson's sort of mob mentality. The kids are just very happily applauding this idiotic.
I love this
film.
Joke. I love this.
That's kind of a play on Get Smart.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Over here is our thermal regulator. To your right, if you look through this window, you'll see where our water rejoins the rest of nature's biosphere. Blakey. Yeah, this is the first appearance of the three-eyed fish.
Yeah. Hey, Bart, our dad says your dad is incompetent.
What does incompetent mean?
It means he spends more time yakking and scarfing.
Like, this is a dynamic that was never, ever used again, which is that the kids and
hey,
the
she's
dads.
Missing her body. Terry or Sherry was missing her body. You missed it.
I didn't know that.
The disembodied head. I love this little cart. You guys,
I know the U-turn is really funny. Like it's like it defies the laws of physics by making a U-turn.
He also seems much more of an executive here at this part of the. He's much more of a worker.
He got demoted
later on. Here he's like.
Well, we didn't know how to define his job.
Yeah.
You know. And again, I will say that I don't think people walk around in radiation suits with big drums of waste.
Not a lot. No. It's unfair a little bit to the nuclear power industry, but that's okay.
Well, what I remember, I didn't go on that field trip with you guys to the nuclear power plant, but I remember somebody reporting back that on one of the doors at the real nuclear power plant, it said, if you hear loud intermittent buzzing emanating from this door, call your supervisor immediately.
I have a photo of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like it. It's the third episode written.
He's fired.
He's already fired, and his life is ruined.
I think we've fired Homer about, you know, 75 times now.
But I remember we took, like, a real delight in that. Like, it's like, his life already stinks. Like, we're going to just beat up on him immediately.
Right. Well, you know, actually, we have episodes now where he doesn't even go to work anymore. It's just whatever scheme that he needs. So he's like,
he's
like Ozzy,
right?
You know, in the Ozzy and Harriet shows. Yeah, he just does
got
whatever.
Time to go into space.
Listen to his voice here too. It's really like the Walt, much closer to
Walter
the Walter Matthau from where it started. That doorknob's always so weird. I can never.
You know what?
I
worked on that, and I remember everybody hated it, but Jim loved it, so that's why it stayed in.
The eagle doorknob also—it was supposed to have whites in the eyes,
right.
Just dots.
That was a mistake.
It looks like Gonzo from the Muppets.
So I'm sure everybody knows what this is. Have you talked about this already?
Yeah, we talked about it.
I mean, I'm sure, right? We listened to those tapes endlessly. I mean, like, look, Moe's really is a sad place, you know?
I will say, I believe Moe is the single ugliest character ever on The Simpsons.
You see, like, early Lisa, she's just enjoying herself. She's not that...
Well, that's one of the things we did write in the script intentionally. I remember if you guys did, it was that she actually enjoys Bart.
Yeah, they have a good relationship.
Antics.
I'm a little low on fun. Do you think you could cover me just this once?
No. Sorry.
Moe's the most hateful bartender.
He has to be.
I don't think ever going to get another job and be able to pay me back.
I guess Barney doesn't exist here.
Oh, there he is.
I mean, look at it. It really looks like the end, like the O'Neill play, you know. We're all sitting around.
Aren't those Barfly number one and Barfly number two? They've never been named.
We have fireflies. We have Lou and what was his coworker's name?
You know, Homer.
Lenny and Carl.
Lenny and Carl. Yeah, we created those for this guy. This episode. Lenny and Carl. Burger
promised I could come back to my old job anytime I wanted.
You think you can?
Another appearance of Otto coming up.
Sure.
Does Marge still wear that hat?
It's just like
to bed.
A bicycle.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Hey, Mama.
That's like a classic animation cut. Like, you get to do something big or yeah. funny, you know, without having to worry about
it. I remember a big direction was also put detail in the backgrounds, unlike most cartoons at the time, to show cracks in the walls and some garbage lying around.
Was this your joke, the poking of the eye? Whose joke was that? I don't know what
else to do. I like that. I don't remember. It's funny, though.
That's good. There's only
one thing we can. Yeah, it might have been written in the script.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No,
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I mean, look at those paintings. Nothing.
The first appearance of Duff Beer.
It's a tree.
No, that's her hair. That's like a little visual joke. That was her hair sticking in the other picture.
Yeah. Oh,
the
God.
Continuation. We got rid of that. Got rid of that kind of.
Yeah, we were still making up the pictures on the walls as we were going along.
I think that was another little Sam Diddy, Sam Simon.
Can't get enough of that wonderful Duff?
Yeah.
There must be some beer here somewhere.
Like, I love it. Like, look how desperate he is.
Don't
and
worry,
angry.
Danny, we love
it's
doing
just
well.
Come on, you know? Like,
he throws that cake away. I love it. There's no sentimentality.
This is a big thing to throw shadows in.
We didn't know. This was kind of risky, you know, having your father steal from his kid and...
Well, the thing coming up where he attempts to commit suicide...
It seems a little riskier, yeah.
We really were into, like, we're gonna... This no one's ever seen him before, and he's already trying to commit suicide. I thought it was really funny.
I like this joke.
Wait a minute, I'll make sure.
Oh, back to the same
energy. Not even close.
I'm very proud of the initial J, the Homer J. Simpson. This is the first appearance of that. We put it in based on Bullwinkle J. Moose.
I can only leave you with. You know what his middle name turned out to be?
No.
Jebediah?
No. J. J-A-Y.
Oh,
that's right.
There you go. I'm honored. I know it wasn't for me, but I'm honored anyway.
Here, Homer, like, is not that stupid. Like, he's kind of leaving a fairly eloquent, if illogical, note.
Well, that's stupid. Never give up. That's
no, but there's an eloquence to his writing, you know? Yes. That, like, it's
but
not.
He's missing the essential point.
And then he hooks himself up to rock, which he carries all the way to the bridge.
I know, I like that joke, too. Both these jokes. He's going to take the time to oil the fence.
I know Jim was really into this joke. He thought it was it showed a lot of heart, you know, that he cared enough, even though he's on his way to commit suicide.
Hey, that was a pretty good tear. We rarely got tears right on the show.
We had to draw every single tear, or else it would come back with multiple tears streaming down the face.
Oh, looks like young Simpson is going to kill himself.
No, maybe not. Maybe he's just taking his boulder for a walk.
The old commenting couple also never took off.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, wake up. We've been robbed.
But that also, in a way, is like kind of defining Simpsons moment because there's just such an undercurrent of cynicism everywhere. Like, everyone Listen. Has a kind of bitterness in them.
Almost there.
I love Marge's gasp. That's really cool.
Hey, you idiot! Watch where you're going!
There's the bridge.
Right.
I believe that's the same bridge where Bleeding Gums Murphy
met
Lisa.
Right.
This is a suicide question. Bridge.
The boulder that's there.
Yeah.
Good pan.
Boy, this intersection is dangerous. Come on, I'll put a stop sign here.
Wow.
It barely sounds like Homer there, you know? It really does sound like a different character.
Yeah, Dad, I love you.
Tell myself,
Maggie's pajamas are white. They're usually blue, aren't they?
She seems to have learned not to suck her pacifier, though, when other people are talking.
Thank goodness.
I will not rest until this street gets a stop sign.
Next on the agenda, Police Chief Wiggum will give us an update on our graffiti problem.
Well, El Barto.
Our city is under siege.
by a graffiti vandal known as El Barto. Police, artists, pod sketch culprit. If anyone
doesn't talk like Wiggum here,
please contact us.
Well, you know, Homer may be stupid, but the fact that the entire town cannot figure this out.
That guy was sitting. Yeah, he was more grotesque than the Simpsons. And
God.
From here on, I think that.
I know that. You talking about the guy at the end there?
Our direction was not to make bystanders more distorted than our main characters.
He just looks
good,
like a
idea.
Looks like a.
But Jasper, look, Jasper.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but look, I don't think Jasper moves once through this entire sequence.
Simpson, get to the point.
You gotta save money somewhere.
But there's another scene, like a straight-on shot, where he also just looks like a cardboard cutout.
Wow. Listen to me.
All right, Dad! Way to go, Homer!
Yeah, look at him. He's just like a cardboard character.
I like how we never really discussed how this isn't really a job. This doesn't help him with his key problem, which is not having a job. It gives him a hobby.
Like, these jokes I felt like got much more sophisticated. Like, it seems very thin here.
I like the dip joke.
The dip is funny, but I mean, just the, we got much denser in our writing when we started to figure out what we could do.
Well, if you remember, all these first 13 episodes were all in the works before we saw the results of any episode.
Yeah,
and like you said,
right.
You guys didn't even know the names of all the characters.
Right.
And it's amazing how developed the show was, given that we were doing it on the fly.
Family. But come on. We all know this is small potatoes. There's a danger in this town that is bigger than all the dips put together.
What, Dad?
I'm talking about that.
That massive pullout is actually like three or four separate backgrounds where you get progressively further and further out.
That's great. Oh, she is talking during dialogue, or she is sucking a pacifier.
That was a sweet moment. Dad, you're a hero, and then he doesn't hear that.
No, it's like...
There's a lot of weird people in this crowd.
Yeah, we never saw that guy again. He became Flanders, I guess. I don't know who that guy is.
He sounds like Flanders.
Yeah.
But this is also a good example of, like, Springfield mob mentality. Like, they've taken to this guy who's done basically nothing. Which I think was a funny early idea.
Is this the first time we see
this? Yeah, the first appearance of Burns, yeah.
Wow.
Look at that man. He has the crowd in the palm of his hand. Haven't seen anything like it since Jolson.
That was Mike Reese, I remember. Right. Mike Reese with that joke. Used to work here in the plant, that was a really funny joke.
Smithers and Burns.
That's great, too. I always love that. The back of his head and the binoculars.
There's a really weird portrait in Burns' office that was supposed to have been an Andy Warhol portrait version of Burns. But it doesn't look that way. It looks like a paint-by-numbers.
I used to go crazy with those background characters that look so weird.
I know, that guy with the red band.
Oh, there's so many weird ones.
Watch them pass me over for promotion time and again. And I say, this stinks.
Hey, Simpson. Burns wants to talk to you privately.
Privately?
Yes.
Stay here. I'll be right back.
There's this one reverse coming up that's so weird. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where he looks like a crocodile beak or something.
Simpson, I want you to rejoin our power plant family.
Sorry, no can do.
This is the first time in the Simpsons episode where it says, so, Simpson, we finally meet, where they actually did finally meet.
Or whatever the hell you used to do. I want you to be in charge of safety.
He's a great character. I love this.
Yeah, look at that thing. Look,
but
that's
sir,
the weirdest
if the truth be known, I actually caused more accidents around here than any other employee. Or even a few doozies no one ever found out about.
The generous offer I'm making is good for exactly 30 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a really... I remember Mr. Burns was like
me
a classic character, like in the Flintstones vein.
Nah.
You know, like a boss.
An evil boss.
Now?
But, you know, it changed a lot from our first draft
to
what it became, actually.
I can't let
Bart
support the family. This guy's got the cleanest
yeah,
shit I've
yeah.
ever
he was
seen.
Called Mr. Bellin, and he was
what
doing other things.
Time's up.
What the hey, I'll take the job.
Excellent. Your first duty will be to step out on the balcony and tell that crowd this plant is safe.
What?
Go on, Homer.
Homer! 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 Homer!
Hey, Homer! Go, Dad!
Tough drawing crowds.
Ladies and gentlemen, this plant is...
That's a nice shot.
Yeah. That's what's good about these shows, too. Like you were saying before, there still is emotion. Even though it's goofy, it's silly, but there's still meaning. And
it's true, because if he sells out right at that moment, even though he kind of sells out anyway, but even if he sells out at that moment, you really don't have a rootable interest in him anymore.
But that's the luck you're looking at. And I vow to continue spending every free minute I have crusading for safety.
So what always bugged me about these early episodes is look at the way that beard line just sort of jags out,
yeah,
you know, in his mouth. really annoyed me.
You've got the job.
You know, when watching these old episodes, you know, it's going to be just a lot of complaining because.
Well, let's go back and reanimate.
How great they are now.
No, they're great. I mean, they're great, but you know, it's just going over looking at all the mistakes.
Well, things definitely improved. There's no question. In terms of the show's look,
the voice track really carries the show a lot of the times.
And also, the sound effects really got better and better. Like, they're already pretty good, but they got much better.
The only reason I'm telling you this is I'm going to be leaving you. But don't worry.
Once again, the crowd gasping in unison.
What are we going to do without him? Weird choice. You're dancing on the edge of a building.
Whoa, Weedy, don't drop me. Be careful.
Wow.
Thank you.